This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The charade continues, folks. I should say the charades continue.
Plural.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We've got a Russian witch hunt. It's over. The Democrats won't let it go. Why? Political ideology. Fake narratives. How can you now admit everything that's going on with this Russian witch hunt? We know all the evidence. You don't need to see another drop of evidence. Nobody does. Not on the left, not on the right. What you should be asking yourself right now is, why would the Democrats, knowing how wrong they are, why would they be so dyed in the wool, still hell-bent on proving that Donald Trump was in collusion with the Russians when he wasn't? Why would they still be there? Why would they still be there knowing that Hillary Clinton and her team did? Ask yourself why you're so adamant to prove something that you know is a lie. We now know, we've got emails. The trail is only getting worse for them, and the worse it gets, the more they fight. You should be thinking about that as a conservative. How much they fight for what's wrong. If they had that passion to fight for what's right, what would this country be? I'll ask you this. If you had all the evidence that you had right now, and we flip sides, what would you be doing? Would you be dyed in the wool going, Donald Trump didn't cheat and try to not let that person get elected? There was no coup. We would be on their side going, wow, didn't realize the Republicans could be this crooked, that they would go to stoop to this level, and on and on and on. We would gladly say that. There's hardly a person that looks at Richard Nixon and says, that was the right thing to do, to go spy on the Democratic Party. I don't know of a single Republican that's ever said that. It was wrong to do. Democrats know that Barack Obama planted FBI agents inside of the Trump campaign, bugged Trump Towers, orchestrated the entire apparatus of our clandestine spy agencies against Donald Trump, bragged that he would never be president, and I could go on, and the Democrats support it. 1,000%. So then, Donald Trump gets elected, and what do? Let's thwart every single person. One of the biggest, craziest things going on right now is the idea that a virgin, Kavanaugh admits, through college, I was a virgin. He says this on national TV going, are you kidding? Does it surprise anybody when you look at him that he was the guy that said, no, I'm going to abstain through college. I'll wait till marriage. And what's funny about it is he has to admit that. It's a shame it's not a shame that he has to admit that. Good for him. I mean, look, if you were sexually active in high school and college, congratulate. Most, I'd say 99.999% of us were. But I'm not looking at him like he's – it doesn't surprise me that a guy like him would say, no, I'm going to focus on my studies. And for that reason alone, this is the – I mean, I would look at him as a Supreme Court judge. How many people do you know that could make that statement that says, no, I followed my faith, I decided to do this, I buckled down through college, I didn't get caught up in the drinking and the partying and all the other stuff? Really, great Supreme Court justice, not for the left. No, he led a stellar life. So, you know, they got to get after him. The charades continue, folks. These are charades. These people are so dyed in the wool against us, they don't even care about truth. I mean, we're sitting around here going, man, come on, the truth, it'll set you free, the truth. You know, I mean, how many sayings do we have about truth that would make you go, you remember, we'll just tell the truth. You say it to your kids, the left don't give a crap about the truth. Destruction at all costs. Then we got the charade of Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein was part of the coup, the deep state swamp rats that wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. We find this out through his stuff. And you know what the left's?
He better not be fired. Don't you dare fire him. If you fire him, it'll be a coup.
Donald Trump should get on the phone and say, Rod, don't even bother coming back. Don't even bother coming back. But what does the left say? Ooh, if you fire him, it's going to be hell to pay or whatever else. Let's hear what Adam Schiff had to say about firing of Rosenstein.
I want to bring in Adam Schiff, who, as the ranking Democrat on House Intelligence, has faced a lot of conflict with Republicans on the House side over how the Mueller probe is going to be independent or not be independent. What are the risks do you see for the Mueller probe if Rosenstein leaves?
Well, first of all, Rod Rosenstein should under no circumstances resign. If the president intends to obstruct justice, Rosenstein should require him to be fired. He shouldn't take a step affirmatively and essentially let the president off the hook. This looks to me like a slow-moving Saturday night massacre. It seems like the only question is whether these steps take place now or they take place after the midterms when the president believes he'll pay less of a political price for it. But the fact that these steps, the firing of Comey, pushing out Rod Rosenstein, whether it's done now or later, the firing of the attorney general is apparently seems contemplated after the election. These are in their cumulative form the same as the Saturday night massacre and all designed for the same end. And that is to give the president direct control over investigation, which he may be implicated.
I love the left's veiled threats against us. Don't you dare do it. If you do this, this will happen.
Fire him. He should be gone. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. These are charades, folks. And it bothers me that we play into it. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm older and I go, look, I'm not putting up with your nonsense. I had an employee that we let go not long ago. And she says, it's the way you talk to me. And I was like, she actually didn't say it to me. She said it to other people. And I said, well, how did I talk to her? And they were like, giving me the example. And I said, no. And I'll just tell you guys as a fun fact. So I asked for a file. She works on a Mac. One of the most incompetent people I've ever met. But I wanted to help her out because she had some medical issues and can work from home. So she has a Mac. She sends me a file. I said, I can't read the file. And she goes, well, I don't know what to do. And I go, well, I have a PC. What are you working on? I'm working on a Mac. I go, well, there's probably a conversion or something. Convert it and get it to me. Three times she sent me the same file. And so the third time I said, listen, it doesn't do me any good. She kept asking me, what more can I do? I said, I can't do anything more, have you do anything more, unless you give me a file I can read. That was what I said that sent her off. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Folks, keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Things are changing, and they're changing for the better for us. And I give you guys signs all the time. We'll talk about it this show, all shows. And sometimes I tell you these are signs. Sometimes you got to discern for yourself. But here's the deal. You're watching things shift. You're watching what the left does. It's driving people away from them, and rightfully so. I would ask you, if you were a Democrat, could you be proud of your party at this point? I mean, look, I talked just a few minutes ago about the charades that are happening right now, the Russian witch hunt. The only way you can believe that the Donald Trump has any tie to the Russians is if you're a partisan hack and you're set on that ideology and you hate Trump. There's no other reason. Look, if you were saying to me Barack Obama was tied to the Russians and you gave me all this data, I would look at you and go, man, are you crazy? Drop this nonsense. That's what I'd say. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to folks, KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255, and I hope you do. In fact, we'll talk about some callers here a little later in the broadcast. So I always say about conservatism, which I call pragmatism, it's looking at things the way the world really is and looking at things through the prism of correctness, of rightness, righteousness even. And it isn't sanctimonious because we know when we screw up. You know when you lie. You know when you cheat. You know when you do something wrong. You know it. You recognize it. It would be sanctimonious to say, nah, you're misinterpreting that I stole your money. You know, that would be sanctimonious. It's like the robber coming up, sticking, you know, holding you up at gunpoint and then saying, it's your fault. That's what the left does. You know it's not your fault if you rob somebody or do harm somebody or do them wrong in any way. You know you've screwed up. The left doesn't know. They don't know and they don't care. Think about everything that's happening to Kavanaugh. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail later, but think about everything that's happening to a guy who, for all intents and purposes, was that dude in school that helped you with your homework, came from a good family. I mean, he's the dude that even bullies just said, man, he's a good guy. Leave him alone. He's that dude. He wasn't the guy that you know, there's that David Hogg kind of kid, you know, that you just want to go, man, I just like to beat you up just for looking at you. Kavanaugh's not that way. He's the dude that could go to prison. They know he's soft, but he'd be teaching prisoners how to play chess. He'd be handling their cases for them. And not because he's afraid they're going to, you know, of the booty bandits, but just because it's who he is. People would go hands off of Kavanaugh. He's that guy, not the left. I'm just saying, the left want him destroyed. They would ruin his career. They would ruin his marriage. They would ruin his relationship with his kids. They would have this dude sticking a shotgun in his mouth and pulling the trigger with his toe, if they could, just to keep him off the Supreme Court. They don't care. I want you to think about how vicious you have to be for that to happen. And it is, and they will tell you, and it's a fact. It's not even about Kavanaugh. It's about stopping Trump. Stopping Trump, if it means killing everybody on Trump's list of Supreme Court that he published, kill them all. They don't care. Man, how could you be a part of a party like that, leftist? Democrats listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Shame on you. God. I mean, that's who you're with. Are people who don't care, people who would, I mean, they talk about humanity and tolerance and all this stuff. Do they practice it in any way? No, they were harassing Ted and Heidi Cruz at some restaurant in D.C. Some group is harassing them. Let me tell you something. You harass me in a restaurant, I will sit there. I won't move. I wait for them to call the cops on you, and then I'm going to go, yeah, see you in jail, chumps. I'll come by and say hello in a minute. I'm not worried about being harassed. Harass me all you want. I'm going to enjoy my meal. And, you know, here's what I look at. Everybody else is going to see how crazy you are, and you're going to drive other people away. That's what's happening with the Democrats right now. They're driving people away. You guys saw this poll. 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party. That's a 9-point gain from last September's 36%. Now, I'm going to ask you, what do you think that is? You think it's because the Republicans have suddenly done something so great, or do you think it's the fact that they got a backbone because they have leadership? They said it's the party's most positive image since it registered 47% in January of 2011. That was right after we whooped the butt of Barack Obama, who felt like he had his new mandate. We whooped his butt in the 2010 midterms, and we were at our highest favorability rate at that point. That still didn't have anything to do with the Republicans. You know what it had to do with? It had to do with the Tea Party. 44% gave the Democratic Party a favorable rating. The Republicans are higher than the Democrats by 8 points. Now, I want you to map that to the closing of the enthusiasm gap. They just said it's a statistical tie now in the enthusiasm gap, and I'm going to cover that separately because it's worth talking about. Don't let me forget. 45% of Americans up from 36%. A 9-point gain. Now, If you think a blue wave is going to occur, fine. You want to worry, you want to lament about the election coming up, do so. I'm telling you right now, the reason why you're watching the Democrats go into full-blown, sorry ladies, blondes, full-blown DEFCON 1 is because they know how important these midterms are to them. They know how important, look, Kavanaugh is going to get appointed. I love it. I love that he's going to make it because it's going to be another sad day for these suckers. But look at the signs leading up to all of this and ask yourself why this is happening. This is the right correcting. The left has dominated us to such a degree that leftists believe the tactics being used against Kavanaugh are okay. They believe the tactics that are being used in the Russian witch hunt are okay. They believe that Rod Rosenstein, who tried a coup with the president, is that he's okay. Don't you dare fire him. And I could go on. They believe these tactics of chasing people out of restaurants and Maxine Waters saying go after him are okay. Look at what's happening and ask yourself, do you think common sense people really side with them as they witness these things occur? What do you think their people are thinking? I'm talking about the reasonable ones. You think they look at this and go, yeah, I'm proud to be a Democrat. That's what you should be talking about. When you see a Democrat say, are you proud that they're chasing people out of restaurants? Are you proud that they are on a witch hunt for a guy that is a stellar guy? Take Kavanaugh's politics out of it. Would you want, is this a guy that you would look at as a good, solid citizen of America? Of course you would. Not the Democrats. They got to get him. And they got to get him just because they got to get him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying new allegations of sexual misconduct, saying they're from the Twilight Zone. The Senate Judiciary Committee said today they are reviewing the new allegations after attorney Michael Avenatti provided a statement from his client to the committee. President Trump also took to Twitter and said Avenatti is a third-rate lawyer who is good at making false accusations like he did on me, and now he's doing it on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump took aim at China and Iran while chairing a UN Security Council meeting on non-proliferation today.
I ask all members of the Security Council to work with the United States to ensure the Iranian regime changes its behavior and never acquires a nuclear bomb.
The president also said the Syrian regime's butchery is enabled by Russia and Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Your other accusations. Brian, what do we know? What is your assessment?
The headline here is that there is a second woman who is speaking publicly with accusations against Kavanaugh. The subheadline, very important here, is that it has not been corroborated to any great degree. In fact, there are people who have been named as eyewitnesses to this alleged incident who say they do not remember it. This was an incident dating back to his to the freshman year at Yale. This student says she was at a dorm room party and things got out of hand. The story is up on NewYorker.com, and it is written by Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer, two outstanding reporters who have been on this case for a while. I know Farrow has been out in California digging into this, as have other reporters in recent days, trying to encourage this woman to speak out. Apparently, she was quite reluctant to do so, afraid to do so, but this story has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill, both among Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans. So even though we're just hearing about this now for the first time in the last few minutes, this has been out there for a while, at least for several days, on Capitol Hill. And that headline of second woman is the key detail, even though I do think we should enter this with a lot of skepticism, given the lack of corroboration and given the fact that she did not share this with anyone, apparently, 6 years ago, for example, the way that Ford did. Remember, we heard about how Ford talked in her therapy sessions and told her husband about this alleged encounter back in 2012. There's no similar corroboration in this news story.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This story is so bad. It's so bad it's chasing Democrats away in droves. If you have a son, if you have, if you have boys, sons, grandsons, whatever, this type of thing that's happening to Kavanaugh should shake your foundation. It should cause you to say, I do not support feminism. I do not support leftism because the world is being made unfair for young men. Look. I don't have any daughters, but I understand them, and I respect women. For my buddies that have daughters, I'm like, hey, congratulations, whatever. But I want them to be as successful as girls should be, you know, as any other human being in America. Now, I'm never going to watch the WNBA. I don't even watch the NBA anymore. But as a sport, I don't watch the WNBA. If I had daughters, I might, but I don't. And I'm not going to. And you're not going to make me do it because you're going to shame me into doing it. But if you have daughters and you're, you know, I want my daughter to be on the USA soccer team. Congratulations. I'd rather watch men play soccer than women. I'm sorry. I just do. I'm not even sorry about it. I just do. I want to see the best athletes doing stuff. I don't want to see the okay athletes. And you could say, Kevin, they're the best athletes of their gender or the best. I don't really care. I don't care if it's a transgender group of football players. Not that I watch football anymore, but you get what I'm saying. But this, we've just gone so far in catering to women as if men, look, this is not a man's world. I don't care. No, James Brown can sing it. This is a man's world. It's a man's world, and I ain't nothing. Well, I don't care. I don't care that the Godfather of Soul said it's a man's world. I know how the world works. It is the yin and yang of the world, and women run the world. They can try to fool other people into making us believe that men do. Women run the world. And for those of you who don't, get in the game, because you run the world. So this idea that I'm supposed to capitulate is ridiculous. But anyway, that's what we have, a media industrial complex that wants us to believe all these stories. That Ford's story has been shot. Christine Blasey Ford, her story has been shot. Kavanaugh admits on TV, national TV. I was a virgin through college. And I said earlier, it doesn't surprise me. Not at all. And I'm not through an embarrassment or anything like that. I just look at him and I go, yeah, he's not the guy that chased women and all that. Believe me, I got those buddies. And I was one of them. I'm the guy, oh, okay, hey, she's a good-looking girl. Let's go talk to her. But let me tell you something. Kavanaugh's the kind of guy you go, and I respected guys like him. And many of my peers did as well. We respected guys like him that showed some self-control, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't so, his life wasn't so fueled by testosterone and trying to get laid that he was actually doing good things. I'm not saying that the rest of us didn't have our, you know, I was a good student, good athlete and all that. But, you know, I was all boy, and, you know, if I saw a girl I liked, I was, hey, what's up, girlfriend? Woo, you know? And the girls loved it. Anyway, I read a tweet where Kavanaugh's accuser had 64 sexual partners in high school. Again, not moralizing, just saying that's the difference between her and him. She's the girl, the party girl, that's now coming back later, and they want you to refer to her as Professor. Yeah, she's Professor Ford. And what I was told you guys the other day, I said, when somebody wants you to use their title a lot, it's a sign of insecurity. In the Democratic Party, well, I'm not going to call her Christine. She's Professor Ford. And you know why? Because they knew exactly what I just told you. She was one of the most promiscuous girls in high school. Did you look at her?
Yeah.
Not much to look at. So, look, I'm not moralizing about it. I don't care what she did in high school. I don't care if she screwed 100 kids. I don't care if she was bisexual, trisexual, you name it. But she is who she is. And now she's trying to take her, essentially displace her past and say, oh, look at what he tried to do to me. Nobody had to try to do anything to you. And I told you guys, I warned you, I said, just think about what the scenario is here. She claims that she went to a party with four guys, two girls and four, two 15-year-olds and four 17-year-olds. And she wants you to believe, that's not a party. That's an invitation from four guys to have two party girls, using my finger quotes. And it's pretty clear, and you notice nobody's talking about it. You're not, they aren't getting girls in to go, well, you got it. I mean, I'll be honest, Christine was very promiscuous in high school. Has nobody said anything? Because Republicans aren't going to bring it up, and Democrats know that's who she was. But in bringing that up, you know what they would say? Well, that doesn't give Kavanaugh an excuse to do what he did. No, because he wouldn't have needed one. Be honest, Democrats, this is what I can't stand about you, a bunch of lying freaks. Be honest. People out there listening right now, conservatives going, Kevin, I don't know, you're on touchy ground here. I'm not on any touchy ground. What, you don't know a promiscuous girl? There were many promiscuous boys I know. Any hands go up out there in radio land? It was a source of pride, practically. And we all knew the girls who, as we said, gave it up. So don't act like this is some new, oh, Kevin's preaching something new here. I ain't never heard this here. You've heard it. And some of the ladies listening to the program, you were it. I would come home from military school, and my buddies would be like, I'd say, where's Michael? Oh, he's probably messing with this girl, screwing her outside of her window. I went, what? And I'll never forget, it was these two girls. They were twins. Beautiful girls. And just angelic looking. You know what I mean? Just the girl next door type. Then one of my buddies used to go, this is no lie, this girl was so sexually charged, one of the twins would literally boot outside the window so he could have sex with her. That's the truth. And you could have blown me over when somebody told me that. I was like, y'all are lying. And people were like, no, he's not. And, you know, the guy telling me, they're like, no, he's not lying. That's what happens. Wow. That's what people do. And I could go on. I could give you story after story about girls that I'm going, I have no idea. But no, you can't bring that up because then you're going after the girl. I'm not going after a girl. Look, I don't care what you do with your body. I don't care if you, again, you could have sex with the entire football team. And you, the stories that most of us guys can tell would just blow the minds of people. But it's the truth. And again, I'm not moralizing about it. Law students at Yale walk out demanding a full investigation of Kavanaugh. He went to Yale. So his alma mater, the students at his alma mater, instead of supporting their guy that's about to become a Supreme Court Justice of the United States, they walk out. He's going to be the white version of Clarence Thomas for Yale. Really? That's what he represents now. How much were they paid? I don't even believe it. I mentioned earlier, Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi were harassed at a restaurant. You know, don't confirm Kavanaugh. Don't confirm Kavanaugh. They're harassing a senator, a sitting senator, over allegations that are completely false. Now, anybody think social media had something to do with this? Hey, Jack, is this thing on Twitter? When somebody sees Cruz going to a restaurant, tweets out, meet us at the restaurant, dress in black, and come harass him so his family can't enjoy a meal out. Because that's what we do to our politicians these days, according to Maxine Waters. We chase them out. They say Kavanaugh's daughters are getting harassed, even death threats, proven death threats. Do you think the left cares?
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Dr. Blasey Ford, because she's telling the truth, and you know it by her story.
That Kavanaugh denies being at the party to begin with and says his accuser might have mistaken him for someone else. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I've heard, you know, many predators say and refute allegations against them. I think what we need...
As I said, I believe Professor Ford. I think she's credible, and I think when the investigation is finished and when she testifies and Judge Kavanaugh testifies, I think a majority of senators will find her credible.
She told her husband this is the trauma she's been dealing with her whole life. She doesn't want to be in a bedroom that doesn't have two doors.
And it's going to be about listening to what each party has to say, but I believe her.
Do you believe her story?
Well, I can tell you, it really does have a ring of truth to it. I'm skeptical of polygraphs, but for those who believe them, she has passed the polygraph test.
I believe Dr. Ford, as I refer to her, because she makes a very credible case.
People knew that about her a long time ago. She told a friend a year ago. She told a reporter before Dr. Kavanaugh was ever named.
By the way, I believe Dr. Ford, the survivor. There's every reason to disbelieve Judge Kavanaugh after his evasive and seemingly misleading responses at the his testimony.
The Senate shouldn't simply rely on hearing two conflicting accounts and decide, well, we're okay with not knowing, we're okay with the fact that we might be putting a someone who committed attempted rape on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Jake, I want to be clear that for me there is no debate. I believe Professor Ford, Judge Kavanaugh has lied multiple times under oath.
These are the hallmarks of truth. These are the hallmarks of someone who wants to be believed.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't believe her. I know you don't. Most of you don't believe her. And guess what? Most of the Democrats no longer believe her. So now the Democrats have a new poster child, somebody else who has accused Kavanaugh of wrongdoing. And then they even have some people in waiting. This is what Michael Avenatti, porn lawyer, he says, I've got even more evidence. And they think the long game is we're going to extend this out until, you know, Kavanaugh gives up. Kavanaugh's not giving up. He's already said he's not. But I want to play the clip of the New Yorker who published this article, Jane somebody and Ronan Farrow. They had Jane whatever her name is on. And I want you to hear the evidence of this. Understand, and I'll go into a little bit more detail, but understanding that the New York Times vetted the story and went, we can't publish this. But here's what the lady on the New Yorker says. Listen to this explanation of why she went ahead with the story, okay?
Jane, the corroborating witness, which you said has all the details, including Kavanaugh's name, where did that witness come from and where did that witness get the information about this from, if that person doesn't know Ramirez?
He remembers it from he was in the same dorm, same little building on Yale's old campus, and he remembers it clearly. I asked him, you know, of course we're going to be very careful. No, as I've said, he heard it from someone who was there, and as I've said, we interviewed him, and I said to him, "Are you sure that it was Brett Kavanaugh?" He said, "I am 100% sure."
But he was not at the party, Jane.
You got to see that interview. Here's the reason why I say you got to see it. You should see her eyes, and you could if you listen to the clip and go back and listen to it. You can find it on KJRadio.com. But if you listen to the clip, you can hear her hesitancy where she's like, "What?" But when you see her say it, her eyes will shift up. You know it's a lie. Let me tell you, the New York Times, who has not been kind to Donald Trump and kind to Kavanaugh, they said this is nonsense. Nonsense. I mean, they interviewed dozens. This is a tweet. The Times interviewed dozens to corroborate second allegation against Kavanaugh and could find no one with firsthand knowledge. Ramirez told ex-classmates she couldn't be certain Kavanaugh was the one who exposed himself. This is from the New York Times. She didn't even know if it was Kavanaugh. It's unbelievable. After the New Yorker reached out to Ramirez, I'm reading this, they said, as reported in the story, reached out to her, Ramirez, as reported in the story, spent 6 days, quote, carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney before deciding to go on the record. The New York Times reports that Ramirez herself contacted former Yale classmates asking if they recall the incident and told some of them that she could not be certain Mr. Kavanaugh was the one who exposed himself. She couldn't be certain. I mean, why would you even bring it up? Why would this even come? I mean, look, if I had a memory and I thought, man, who was that girl that, like, she came, made a pass at me or whatever, and it was five girls at a party, I wouldn't even bring, I would be like, man, is it worth it? No. And it would, here's the thing. Let's say that it's I'm going to use a guy here. There was a woman from my past who was getting ready to get something really big. And maybe when I was 18 or 20 years or whatever in college, she did something sexual, you know, like made a sexual overtone. Do you think I would want to derail her career? I would look at it and go, man, we were in college, we're probably drinking, or it's, and certainly I wouldn't do it if I was drinking. Where I was could misconstrue what she did. Can you? I just want you to put yourself in the mindset of somebody who goes, man, 35 years ago, I think I remember being drunk at a party and somebody exposed himself to me, and it might have been Kavanaugh. And now that he's going to become Supreme Court, I think I'm going to go and try to ruin his career. I would be looking at my college. What I would do is I'd call Brett. I'd go, hey, Brett, it's Kevin from college. Hey, Kevin, how's it going? Good. Hey, listen, dude. I couldn't remember if you were at this party, but man, we had some good times. Anyway, look, dude, congratulations on your pending success. You know, that's what I would do. Just go back. Think about your college days. I have a buddy. His name is Larry. And Larry was an engineering student. He reminds me of Steve Wozniak. And he's a good engineer, but he decided he was going to run a limo service. They had parties, and he was a good party thrower, and he goes, people like to get moved around in limos, so he started a limo service. I remember seeing Larry make it and seeking him out and saying, hey, Larry, dude, what's going on? I remember when you decided to do the limo service, and I remember calling him and congratulating him. It wasn't like we were great friends, but I was very proud of a guy who his sophomore year in college went, man, we're partying, having a good time. I'm going to start a limo service. Then he started a party throwing business, and he was very successful at it. And we weren't great buddies or anything, but I wanted to congratulate him for, you know, having the guts to do that. I didn't think, dude, I remember you getting drunk at a party, or you escorting all those girls around. You know, no negativity came into my brain. And Kavanaugh's fighting back. They claim Ford's getting death threats, but no credible evidence to the effect. But guess who is getting death threats? Kavanaugh's kids. But he's fighting back, and I say good for him. And when he wins this nomination, it's going to take the air out of these leftist balloons. It's going to be a huge loss to them. And I don't know if it's going to make it easier for the next candidate, but I think it will in a strange way. Because, people are going to get ahead of stories. Remember Roy Moore, the judge that ran for office? I think it was in Alabama or somewhere. Had sexual abuse. They ginned up sexual abuse allegations. I had all these victims that came forward. But guess what? There are no more victims. Suddenly, nobody else is coming forward on Judge Moore. You want to know why? Because he didn't get elected. That's the difference. There was a comment made about the situation with Judge Kavanaugh. It says, Mayor seems to be very careful in claiming only one anonymous classmate remembers hearing secondhand that Kavanaugh participated in such an incident. This goes back to the clip I played earlier. Though multiple people obviously engaged in the email exchanges, and she and Farrow have been explicit from the start that they have located no eyewitnesses. Just when you think about, if you go back and listen to this segment on the KJ Radio, KJRadio.com, just listen to her hesitancy. And her, was he there? And the reporters are going, the hosts are going, was he there? No. But he heard through somebody else, you know, and I don't know, and his cousin and third person's girlfriend's, you know, doggies walker, said this. This is what it takes now to rise to the level for Democrats to say, oh, it's a credible witness.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.